listening to Forecast, the marketing podcast for professional services leaders. If you're looking to generate more leads, win more deals, and take your firm to the next level, this show is your shortcut. Hey there, and welcome back to Forecast. This lesson will conclude our series on business model design. In part one of this series, we looked at why business model design is so important to your success, and we looked at the trends that are reshaping or even threatening the professional services business model as we know it. We also looked in part two at the four foundational questions that underpin a strong business model and how you can go about answering those questions for your firm. And finally, in this lesson, which is part three of the series, we're going to bring it home by showing you a neat little tool that you can use to put your business model on paper quickly and easily. It's called the Business Model Canvas, and I'm going to show you how to use it and how it works. But before we get into that, if you haven't yet joined us inside our free course on the 5 P's of lead generation for professional services firms, you're going to want to check that out, and you can join us for free at 5leadgen.com. That's 5leadgen.com, and you can spell out 5 or use the number, either one works. So the tool I'm going to show you how to use today to put your business model on paper is called the Business Model Canvas. And it's a tool that was developed by a company called Strategizer. But even before Strategizer, it was really developed by a guy named Alex Osterwalder from Switzerland while he was doing his PhD thesis on business models. One of the things that Alex noticed in his research was that there was a lack of tools available to help business leaders and to help decision makers with strategy and innovation. The only tools available were very simple and simplistic frameworks, things like the SWOT analysis, which you've probably heard of before. And these tools or these frameworks were mainstays in the boardroom, but they were very limited in their scope and what they could achieve. So that's what prompted Alex to build the Business Model Canvas, which is a very simple and foolproof tool to help you map out your business model on a single sheet of paper. Now, I've personally been a big fan of the Business Model Canvas for a number of years. It's a tool that I use regularly in my days as an in-house CMO for anything from evaluating the potential of new products and services, working on the first draft of a marketing plan to understand the mechanics of how the business model is going to work, or even to evaluate how existing business lines and existing business models were performing or how they could be improved. And now it's a tool that I use right in the beginning of a relationship with a new client to capture, design, and refine their business model before we get into things like marketing and sales and lead generation. So what I'd like to do now is give you an overview of the Business Model Canvas. Now, it's really helpful if you have a visual that guides you through this exercise, and you can pull one up easily either by going to our website and pulling up the show notes for this episode. I'll put a link to the visual of the canvas in the show notes. Or if you just Google Business Model Canvas, you'll find an image that'll show you how it looks. So the canvas is split up into 9 sections, and each section represents one element of a business model. And this is a very important point because up until the Business Model Canvas was released, there was really no shared language to talk about business models. We didn't have a shared set of definitions. No one had really come along and defined for us what a business model entails until Strategizer came along and said, a business model consists of these 9 elements. You have to have these in place. If you don't have any one of the 9 in place, then your business model is incomplete. Now, these 9 elements can be split up into 2 sections. There's the front stage and the backstage, which is exactly what it sounds like. The front stage is the part of the business model that's visible to customers and to suppliers and to the public at large. It's what people see about your business. And the backstage is everything that happens behind the scenes that people don't see. So let's go through the 5 elements of the front stage of the business model first. And if you're following along and looking at the canvas, this is the right side of the canvas. The first element is customer segments. So this is all about who you serve. Who are your clients? Who are the people in the world that your business, your firm, your enterprise is creating value for? So here you want to list out all the different customer segments that you serve. The second element is the value proposition. Now that you know who you serve, What value are you creating for each of those customer segments? Now, a really important aspect of the business model canvas is that everything has to fit together. So you cannot have, or you should not have rather, a bunch of disparate ideas that aren't connected to each other thrown onto a canvas. Everything has to fit together. So when you look at the value proposition, you don't just throw a value proposition on there and it sits there kind of on its own in isolation. No, it has to be connected to the customer segments, and it has to be specific to each customer segment. So if you have, for example, two or three different customer segments that you target, you better have two or three different value propositions mapped to each customer segment. The third element is revenue streams. So now that you know who your customers are, who you're targeting, and you know what value you're creating for them, the next question is, how much and how are they going to pay you? What is the structure of that revenue? What is the structure of the transaction? And how much does it cost? The fourth element, and we're still on the front of stage side of the business model canvas, is customer relationships. So this is really interesting because it's something that is quite often overlooked unless you go through an exercise like this, because this is all about what kind of a relationship are you creating with your customers. And the first time I heard this, to be honest, I was a little bit confused. How does customer relationships differ from customer segments? I thought maybe it was speaking to, well, what kind of relationships do you already have in the marketplace? What kind of relationships exist in your client base or something like that? But it's actually speaking to what kind of relationships are you creating with customers? Is it a transactional relationship where they buy from you once and then they move on? It's kind of a one-time deal. Is it a recurring relationship where they buy from you over and over and over again? Is it a subscription relationship where the revenue is automated and you don't need to do anything in terms of sales? You just kind of keep delivering value and they keep paying? Or is it something else altogether? So this is where you want to define the nature of that customer relationship and the nature of the transaction. And the fifth and final element in the front of stage section of the business model canvas is channels, which is pretty simple. How do you reach those customers? So the customer segments that you defined earlier, what channels do you have access to reach them? So those are the five elements that make up the front of stage section of the business model canvas. This is what people see about your business from the outside. Before we get into the backstage elements, I want to give you a quick example to show you how all this fits together using my business as a case study. So first of all, customer segments. My primary customer segment is the small boutique professional services firm, typically in a B2B consulting environment. That's who I serve. There are other customer segments that I work with, but for the purpose of this example, I'm going to just focus on that one. Number two, value proposition. So what value am I creating for that customer segment? Well, this customer segment, the small B2B consulting firm, they're not marketers. They're a small group of people. They don't have a lot of marketing expertise. So when it comes to growing their firm and taking things to the next level and generating leads and finding new business, they don't really know what to do. They've done a few things in the past, and some of that's worked, some of it hasn't worked, but it's very sporadic, very random, and not very strategic. So they need somebody to come in and kind of guide them through a process of building a marketing plan that makes sense for their firm and that, more importantly, they can actually execute. So that's my value proposition. I come in and I help them build that marketing plan that they can execute to bring in new business for their firm. Now, in terms of customer relationships, there's a few different things happening here. On that first deal, it's very transactional. Client comes in, they need a marketing plan, they need me to help them steer their ship in the right direction so they can go ahead and bring in new business. So that's a very transactional one-time deal where they pay me a fee to come in and coach them through the marketing planning process. And then at that point, if they want to continue on their own, I've given them the tools to go ahead and execute their plan. But some clients will want more support from me. They'll want ongoing coaching to help them through the process of execution. So there I have a coaching program, which is now more of a recurring or a subscription-based revenue model. And then finally, there's a third type of customer relationship here where if a client needs something like a website or copywriting services or design or a logo or any other kind of deliverable in the marketing realm, then we will refer them out to partners that we work with or take on the deal and work directly with our partners to execute that work. And that brings us to revenue streams. So we've already kind of laid out the revenue streams through the customer relationships, where we have a one-time coaching package to build the marketing plan. We have a recurring revenue package for the ongoing coaching to support them in the execution. And then finally, we have project work, which could be anything from a website to copywriting to whatever it may be. And then finally, we have channels. Now, I'm not going to get into the details of the channels because there are a lot of them, but some of the channels that I use to get in front of clients are things like this podcast. There's things like guesting on other podcasts. There's guest posting on big sites like Hinge Marketing, Duct Tape Marketing, and so on. There's things like directories. I'm a certified content marketer via Copyblogger. That's an important channel of leads for me. There's things like LinkedIn outreach and so on. Now let's look at the remaining four backstage elements of the business model canvas, and I'll define what they are for you first, and then we'll go through and complete the example. So first we have key activities. So this is now speaking to how exactly do you create the value that you deliver to those customer segments, right? We define who your customers are. We define the value that you create for them. Now the question is, what are the key activities that you need to perform internally behind the scenes to create that value? Then we have key resources. Now, this is very closely linked to key activities. What are the key resources that you need to be able to perform those key activities effectively? And then we have key partnerships. Again, you can see how these all fit together. Key activities, key resources, key partnerships. Who else do you have in the stable? Who do you have access to? Who do you have relationships with that enable you and facilitate for you to be able to perform those key activities that create value for your customers? And then finally, all of that comes together in defining what your cost structure is. You got your key activities, your key resources, and your key partnerships. All of those things cost money. And so here you define what your cost structure is and how much it costs you to deliver the value that customers pay you for. So let's follow through and complete the example with the backstage elements of the business model canvas. In my case, my key activities are really that interaction with clients. So when we get on the phone and we have our coaching calls and we have our marketing strategy sessions, that interaction, that back and forth where the client's presenting his ideas to me, I'm giving feedback, I'm asking questions, we're brainstorming together, we're sharing ideas. That's where value is created in my relationships. Now, in terms of key resources, what I need to create that value, first of all, I need time on my calendar. And this is very important. I need to block off time in my calendar where I'm talking to clients. That is the most important thing that I do to create value for my clients. So I need that time blocked off. I need time on my schedule. I need to make sure that nothing else is getting in the way of spending that time talking to clients. Which means another key resource that I need to be able to execute on those activities is support. There are so many moving pieces in my business, not only on the client side, but also on my marketing side. There's this podcast, there's my newsletter, there's the course that I've built, and there's all kinds of other moving pieces that are required to keep the gears turning. So I need support to help me keep the marketing side running smoothly, but also to keep the client side running smoothly. Then there's key partnerships. Now, in my case, I create most of the value behind my core offering, the marketing planning and the coaching offering. I create that value in-house. It's between me and my support staff where the lion's share of that value is created. But I do bring in partners when it comes to other projects. So again, things like building websites, things like website copywriting, things like design, things like podcasting. There are partners that I bring on to help to execute some of those deals. And then we have cost structure. Now, cost structure is typically broken down between fixed and variable costs. Now, in my case, fixed costs would be things like my office space, my salary, my support staff salary, anything that is fixed and does not vary with the amount of work that we do, that's a fixed cost. And then variable costs are costs that we incur in the process of delivering value to customers. So maybe it's a piece of software that we use to facilitate some of the work, or maybe we bring on some extra help in a support capacity to help with some client deliverables. Those are all examples of variable costs. So that's the business model canvas in a nutshell. And I want to share with you before we wrap up this episode, some of my reflections on having gone through the exercise for myself, for my own business, and what I got out of it. The first takeaway is that putting everything about your business on a single sheet of paper is incredibly empowering. Because as a business owner, I don't need to tell you, there are so many moving pieces. There are so many things to keep track of. There are so many things that are on your mind. And one of the nagging frustrations or one of the nagging worries that goes through my mind, that I'm sure yours as well, is, am I missing something? And if so, what am I missing? And how do I close that gap? And what this process allows you to do is put all the important stuff on a single sheet of paper. Yes, there will be details missing. Of course, you can't put every single detail about your business on a single sheet of paper. But the important things, the things that make your business model work, the things that make the gears of your business turn and make it profitable and sustainable and scalable, they're all there on one sheet of paper. And when you get so caught up working in your business, this tool and this exercise really helps you step back and begin to think about working on your business. The second takeaway is that it forces you to make sure that all the different elements of your business model actually fit together. Because once you put all this on paper, it's really hard to ignore the pieces that clearly don't fit. There will be, I can guarantee you, there were for me and there will be for you. There will be elements that you put onto the canvas that simply don't belong. They don't mesh with the other elements. Maybe it's a value proposition that clearly you can't deliver on, or maybe it's a customer segment that you clearly can't serve, or maybe it's a revenue model that the rest of your business is not working to further. The third takeaway is this will uncover opportunities that you did not know existed. Again, because you're going to see everything on paper all in front of you and you're going to be forced to put everything together, you're going to see where there are opportunities to create more value that you didn't otherwise know about. So maybe, you know, you notice that you have a strong presence in a particular customer segment and you have relationships there and you have a revenue model, but there's a value proposition that you never thought of. And adding that value proposition into the mix enhances your ability to create value for those customers and maybe charge more. The fourth takeaway is that if you're doing too much, if you have too many disparate moving pieces in your business model, then this process will make that very apparent. You'll be able to see very quickly and very clearly if you lack focus, if you have too much going on, and if all those things are not clearly contributing to making your business model work, you're going to see that right in front of you. Finally, the fifth takeaway is that this will definitely uncover some areas of your business model that you haven't really thought about. I know for me, the key partnerships was one element that I probably haven't thought enough about. I have some relationships with partners that I've been referring work to and vice versa. It's very organic and it's very kind of informal and sporadic, but I haven't really thought long and hard about how to establish key partnerships that will further my business interests. So here's what I want you to do next. I want you to take out 20 minutes, and I promise you, it really doesn't take more than 20 minutes to get your first draft of the business model canvas on paper. And it's really, really easy to do. All you need to do is go over to strategizer.com. That's strategizer.com. And I'm going to drop a link to their website in the show notes for their episode so you can find it. But if you Google business model canvas, you'll probably find it that way as well. Once you're there, you can create a free account and you can go into their digital business model canvas tool, and then you can fill out your canvas right there on your computer. If you have business partners, I do recommend bringing them together in a room, schedule a meeting, do this together. You can either do it on the online tool or you can just, you know, pull out the whiteboard and some markers and do it the old-fashioned way. Now, what you get out of this exercise will really depend on what you want to get out of it. But at the very least, I can guarantee you, putting your entire business model on paper and thinking through each of the 9 elements of your business model will be incredibly empowering and will generate all kinds of insights that you can use to improve your business model and to improve your business. So that's a wrap on this lesson and this entire series on business model design. If you like what you heard, do me a favor and head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. So you can go to iTunes and search for Forecast Marketing, click on the show, click subscribe, and while you're at it, leave us a rating and a review on iTunes. It helps more people discover the show. And also, if you haven't yet joined us inside our free course on the 5 P's of lead generation for professional services firms, that is the best place for you to start. You can join us inside the course for free at 5leadgen.com, and you can spell out 5 or use the number, either one works. That's 5leadgen.com. Thank you for listening.